USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Indiana Representative Jackie Walorski died Wednesday at the age of 58.
We should protect the rights of the most vulnerable among us, lift women up, strengthen families, and stand together for life.
Walorski, who represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, was killed in a car crash Wednesday afternoon in Elkhart County, Indiana. That's a two-hour drive east of Chicago. As the recession continues to attack the American dollar, Walmart is cutting hundreds of corporate jobs in a restructuring effort a week after they warned of falling profits. The retailer began notifying employees in its Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters and other corporate offices of the upcoming cuts. Taiwan's military on Thursday said it is preparing for war without seeking war after China's military began a four-day live-fire exercise close to Taiwan's shores. USA Radio News.
Mike Capple here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has two more countries with Russian borders joining NATO.
The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly ratified the addition of Finland and Sweden as members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, a move leaders of both parties portrayed as key to American security around the world following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The resolution passed 95-1. If any senator is looking for a defensible excuse to vote no, I wish him good luck, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a speech ahead of the vote. This is a slam dunk for national security that deserves unanimous bipartisan support. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican from Florida, is planning to make a major announcement Thursday morning. In a tweet last night, his press secretary wrote, "Prepare for the liberal media meltdown of the year. Everyone get some rest tonight." End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The fact that America jumped from inflation to recession last week, one trip to the grocery store and gas station, is the simplest measurement of this crisis. Larry Kudlow is the former director of the National Economic Council during the Trump administration. He's warning America on Fox News this reckless spending by Democrats and their inflation reduction bill is snake oil and will ensure the recession continues to plague America for years to come.
The idea that it's inflation reduction is something out of George Orwell. It's not. By the way, the CBO came out with a preliminary scorecard, just preliminary stuff. But actually, the deficit gets worse for the next 4 years until it gets better after that. But the getting better is full of gimmicks, so I don't believe a word of it. This IRS beast, can we talk about that for a second? The IRS beast is going to go after middle-class families. That's exactly right. It's going to go after small businesses. That's exactly right. Less than $200,000 a year. That's also right.
An asteroid a couple of hundred yards wide zoomed past Earth a few hours ago. NASA astronomers discovered the asteroid just days ago on July 26th. The meaty space rock known as 2022 OE2 is an Apollo-class asteroid, which means it orbits the Sun and crosses the path of Earth's orbit. This pass missed Earth by roughly 3.2 million miles. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.